Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Mr. Humble, Mr. Humble here. Glad to be talking to you. Rick Pinion is our guest. Rick is the president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services out of beautiful downtown Bethesda, Maryland, which is hard by to our nation's capital. He's our financial planning expert on the Brain Trust. Rick, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Jim.
Good to have you back. Good morning to you. Rick, I'm glad you're here because we're going to talk about something that's very important about with retirement plans, as far as retirement plans for small business owners. But before we do this, folks, Rick has to do something that I'll remind you. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. You and I operate in the regular marketplace, folks. You and I do. Most of us do because which is what's called what I call the caveat emptor marketplace. Let the buyer beware. But Rick is a securities and investment advisor. And he, because of the statutes, he's bound by the full disclosure part of those laws. And so that's the world he lives in the, from the standpoint of full disclosure. And therefore, with that in mind, Rick, you're on.
Well, thank you, Jim. Let me say, first of all, Jim, discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through SunAmerica Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and SunAmerica Securities are not directly related. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Rick, for that. Folks, for a long time, actually forever, until recently, last few years, some in the 90s and more now in the new century, the tax laws of America. For prior to those times, the tax laws were totally disregarded small business owners, totally disregarded the mom-and-pop small businesses out there, the young entrepreneurs, the small entrepreneurs, the independent contractors, totally disregarded us 100%, essentially, 100% of any kind of business attitude with regard to tax code was focused on big companies, the GMs of the world, and they got it all. And because in the 20th century, Rick, as you know, that's the way people thought about employment. If you were a small business owner, you actually might not even have thought of yourself like that. I mean, you probably weren't even all that much aware of it. You just knew you didn't work for a big company. But now, more and more things, because of the hard work of a lot of different organizations, more and more people are realizing that small business owners are responsible for over half of the gross domestic product in this country, and so therefore we need some help. And one of the things that we've gotten a lot of help on, Rick, as you know, is the deductibility of health care insurance. We've gotten help with the writing off of capital items. We've gotten help with that in that area. We've gotten some regulatory help, and we've gotten some help in retirement planning, haven't we, Rick?
That's right. In fact, small business owners, Jim, were among the biggest winners in January 2002. Because of this law that was passed called the Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001. And that put forth some sweeping legislative changes in the entire pension and retirement issues. And part of it, of course, this administration is very in tune to small business owners and their needs. They're doing everything they can to make pensions simpler to understand, allow people to put more money into it, because they realize that if they don't do that, then people are not going to save, and we're going to have to create a huge government program to bail us out when we're old.
Exactly. Well, people are starting to realize that in America, if you give people the opportunity, if you teach people how to fish, they'll feed themselves, won't they?
Well, especially with incentives. And I think it's better to have a carrot rather than a stick.
Absolutely. Well, you know, most Americans, if you said, okay, you know, here's an opportunity for you to... We're going to give you 50 cents, but if you'll just take a quarter, we're going to give you an opportunity to earn a dollar. they'll take the second option. Most Americans will take the second option when they, and certainly small business owners will, won't they?
Yeah, because they understand the concept of leveraging.
Leveraging, they understand. They have the spirit of accomplishment. They want to make things happen. And you know what, Rick? More than anything else, I think this is the thing that's more fundamental to a small business owner than anything else. We believe in ourselves.
Right. We call that self-sufficiency.
We believe in ourselves. We don't necessarily. It's not that we don't believe in the government. It's just that we believe in ourselves more than we believe in the government. And we think if left alone, if left to our own devices, and if you can't help us, don't hurt us, we'll be okay.
You stay out of the way.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Push, pull, or stay the heck out of the way. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get into some specifics on some new retirement plans that Rick can tell us about that you might want to be able to, you might be able to take action on this year. 20 tips. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Don Sadler is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about some things that will help you operate your small business better. Steve Del Bianco will be up after that. We're going to talk about something called the Techie. It's all part of the technology public policy initiatives that I want you to know about, that so you can be involved and help make some decisions so that we're not just relegated to whatever the government decides, so we can have a voice in some of these things. And so those of us who are consumers and producers of technology, and that's coming up in the next hour. Rick Pinion is our guest this half hour. Rick is the president of Pinion Financial Services. Rick, why don't you give us your website, please?
Yes, it's Pinion at pinionfinancial.com.
That's the email address, and the website is just pinionfinancial.com.
Yeah, just put
www.pinionfinancial.com. And now when they go there, they can. I'm at your website right now. It looks great, and they can find out more about retirement plans, personal finance. You've got some calculators there, don't you, on the site?
Yeah, we've got links. We put a lot of time into that website, and hopefully it'll deliver a lot of value.
Well, it has a lot of value, folks. Here, I can already see it just from looking at it. Some of the calculators, when you go to that site, go to the lower left-hand part of the left column, and there's a link there that says calculators. And that's where you can go to calculate, for example, I think you can calculate your Social Security there. There's some retirement calculators. There's some saving calculators, some business, loan and mortgage calculators, taxes. All that's free, isn't it, Rick?
Right, no cost.
So check that out when you get a chance. Okay, Rick, there are some new things that small business owners can enjoy with regard to retirement, some new programs that are out that we have now that we didn't used to have.
That's right.
A lot of new things going on, and I'd like for you to tell us about them.
Let me tell you the one that I'm most excited about, Jim, and that's beginning in the year 2003. You know, we've all heard about 401k plans for corporations and businesses. Well, now, if a person is an individual entrepreneur, they can set up a single 401k just for themselves and their family.
In the past, you had to include employees, didn't you?
Yeah, not only did you have to include employees, but it just wasn't economically beneficial for a single entrepreneur to set one up.
Right.
And now what we can do in the year 2003, if you're a sole owner of a C corporation, an S corporation, or any other sole proprietor.
An LLC or a partnership?
That's right. You can contribute up to $12,000 or 100% of your pay, whichever is less, to an individual 401k. Plus, on top of that, your business, in other words, your entity, is permitted to make an additional employer contribution of up to 25% of your comp.
Huh.
So together, the two contributions can go up to $40,000.
Wow.
Unless you're 50 or over, and then you can contribute another $2,000.
So in other words, you could go up to $12,000 max contribution on just straight your own contribution, and then if you make $50,000, your company could throw in another $12,500. And if you're over 50, another $2,000.
Yeah, altogether you can't put in more than $42,000.
Right, but it can't be more than $42,000 in a year.
Yeah.
But that still allows people. There are a lot of people out there, Rick, and you know this. There are a lot of small business owners out there that reinvested in their company in the early, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years of their company, and now they're in their early 50s, and they've spent so much of their retained earnings. They haven't paid themselves a lot of money. They've been accumulating. They've left money in the company in the form of retained earnings. They've built a strong balance sheet. They really haven't lived high on the hog at all. They've really kind of fed their company first. But now they find that they're in their 50s, and and the company is doing well, and it's time for them to take care of themselves, and the timing is perfect for them, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, remember, this is for people that don't have any employees. This is for
this example is.
Yeah. It's for owners and their immediate family members.
Yeah, there's a restriction on employees. I think you can have part-timers, can't you?
Yeah. Well, owners with part-time or seasonal employees, they can be excluded from the plan.
Right. But if you got five or six full-time employees, this particular plan doesn't work for you.
No, then we have other plans available.
Right. Okay, what are some of those?
And see, there's many. Well, yeah, let's go into some of the others. But before we leave this, I just want to say there's many, many people out there that are consultants or people that are working out of their homes.
Oh, yeah.
Developing businesses. This is what this plan is for.
And see, Rick, here's the thing that's happening now that wasn't happening as much 10 years ago. There are a lot of people, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people who fit the profile we're talking about here, a single owner, maybe with a spouse working with them, and they're making pretty darn good money in a small shop, right out of a home or a small business, and they have no employees. There are a lot of people like that, and because of technology and the Internet today, they're making pretty darn good money that they never could have done, or if they had done it, if they had been in that business 10 years ago, they would have had to have had several employees.
Right. Now, I would say that's true, and I would say that the income target for this single 401k plan are those people that make between $12,000 and $175,000 a year. That would be the niche that these people should be looking at.
Okay. Check with your financial planner, folks, your financial advisor, about if this particular thing fits. And many, many companies out there, Oppenheimer's one. I know you work with some others. Oppenheimer has a program called Special K. They haven't paid me to say that, folks. It's just something I've got in front of me. But there are other companies out there who sell these kinds of products, don't they?
That's right. There's many. In fact, I would say many, many of the mutual fund and investment firms have come out with this single 401k plan.
Right.
Along with some of the other plans that are out there, which, if you'd like to, we can go into some of the others.
Exactly. And by the way, did I say single K or special K? It's called single K.
There used to be a breakfast.
I know it. I think I was thinking about their cereal, but it's called single K. That's the Oppenheimer plan. Go ahead, Rick.
So anyway, there's a number of others, depending on what a person is looking for. I'd say the next most popular plan is what we call the SEP. And the SEP plan is another name for Simplified Employee Pension Plan. And that also allows a person to put up to 25% of their pay or $40,000 into it.
Rick, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Rick's going to tell us some more ways that are new, some of the new things that are out there, some things I want you to look into. This is big news, folks, to me, the fact that we've got our tax policies are becoming more and more compatible with 21st century marketplace. Intel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. My website is www.jbsba.com. That stands for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. It's the short one we came up for you. JBSBA, you don't have to type too many numbers, too many letters in that way. JBSBA.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter this week. And the key article is titled 1999 to 2003, The Bad News and the Good News. And it takes a look at where we've come in the last 3 years, why we're having some of the difficulties we're having, and why I think we're over them. I think we're out of the woods and are going to be out of the woods this year. And so check that out when you get a chance. You still have time to get that article. Rick Pinion is our guest. He's with Pinion Financial Services. That's pinionfinancial.com is his website. And Rick, tell us about you were telling us about the SEP programs.
Yeah, well, basically what I was going to say, Jim, is we get into what we call alphabet soup.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have what we call SEP plans, which is a simplified employee pension plan. Many small businesses have it. If they have employees, they add employees to it. It's voluntary. The contributions are not mandatory. It fits another leg of the stool here in terms of what's the best plan. And I think most people think to themselves, well, what's the best plan for me? And because we have so many of these different plans out there, it's a kind of a customized approach. But we do know that if a firm has over 20 employees, they're probably better off looking at a 401k. And under 20 employees, they're better off looking at one of these plans that doesn't require a lot of administration, mm-hmm. red tape, filing, stuff like that.
And which
that.
One? And which would be that? Which would fit that category?
I would say either the SEP or what we call the simple plan. The
simple, for under 20 employees, the SEP or the simple, and for over 20 employees, the 401k?
I would say the 401k would probably be what 80% of the employees have out there that have larger corporations.
Right. Uh-huh. All right.
But you know, it's interesting, because the reason I mentioned this alphabet soup, there's a proposal on the table right now. President Bush and the administration would like to get rid of a lot of the smaller plans and just have one plan that everybody could understand.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's
pretty confusing right now, isn't it?
Oh, it's terribly confusing. In fact, it's hard for me to remember all the little rules and nuances.
And you're the expert.
I know. But anyway, the new plans, he wants to boil it down to just two plans. One is called a retirement savings account, called an RSA for individuals. And the second would be a life savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And these would do away with a lot of the, the participation requirements and having to take the money out at 70 and a half. He wants to raise the contributions to $7,500.
Right.
So we'll see how it goes. It has to wind its way through Congress, and we all know.
But that's being proposed right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and we all know the economy is still fragile right now, so a lot of these are going to have some tough sledding getting through. But I think they're a step in the right direction.
We've got to get Americans more directly involved in their own future, their own retirement plans, their own health care. I mean, if all the money, Rick, I have been blessed with good health all my life, except for the cold I've got right now. I've been blessed with good health, thank God. And I was given good protoplasm by my parents. And so I haven't spent a lot of money on medical care in my life. Mm-hmm. When I think about where I could be right now, if all the money, or if say, even half of the money that was paid out in insurance for me could have been put into an account for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and even if it was only available for health care, that would be a significant pot of money right now,
yeah.
Either that I paid or my employers paid. We've got to bring these kind of tax, the tax code, into the 21st century marketplace, don't we?
Yeah, because a lot of the things that we have are kind of outmoded, and they don't fit the modern entrepreneur of today.
No.
The people that are, you know, telecommuting, the people that are starting small businesses, the people that are retired that want to go back as consultants.
Yep.
All these people need special handling. They don't.
We're all out of alignment, aren't we? The old systems are out of alignment with the new reality, aren't they?
But I like to look at trends, and I'm seeing some favorable trends as a result of these new tax laws. And even the amounts that you can put into some of the traditional plans, like I mentioned the simple plan, you can now put in $8,000 for yourself. The employer can put in $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Put in $16,000 total. You can put 100% of your pay in there if you want to. It's interesting as we go along, by the way, and I know we're nearing the end of the show,
mm-hmm.
but if somebody would like to, they can email me or call my office, and I'll be happy to send them a spreadsheet which will help them identify which plan is best for them.
All right. And can you email that to them?
Sure.
Okay. Or fax it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, whatever's more convenient.
Exactly. And that would be at pinion@pinionfinancial.com.
That's true.
P-I-N-I-O-N, pinion. Folks, at pinionfinancial.com is the email, or just go to pinionfinancial.com. You can find Rick there. Rick, thanks for that offer. That's a great offer.
You're welcome.
Only for my listeners, right?
Only for your exclusive listeners.
Thanks, Rick. You're the best. I appreciate this great information.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he is for us. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners everywhere. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.